By 1985, when you retired, would you say there had been many changes in approaches to diet?
Yes. In my lifetime as a dietitian, there have been many changes, really, in the diet, going from the strict, when I first started, to being more flexible when I finished. There was less strict regime, and many of the diabetics managed their lives extremely well for eating sensibly and within their limits.
In what ways were they more flexible towards the end?
Well, I think generally the way of life had changed over the years. When I first started, it wasn't all that long after the war, and people still had rationing and these sort of things in the back of their minds, and perhaps ate less lavishly than they did previously. And lifestyle had changed by the time I retired, and the patients were able to adapt their diets into their social occasions, holidays all over the world, and on the other hand, were able to adapt their diets if they were ill, but not feeling like eating ordinary food. That it all went down to education, I think, to educating the new patients and looking after their own diabetes, monitoring their blood sugars, doing their urine tests, adapting their insulins, adapting their diets depending on what they were doing. And we had some of working out the diets for some of the patients was really quite tricky. We had one chap who was a professional footballer, and we had to work out a regime for his training, for was an afternoon match, if it was a evening match, and for his rest days. So there was always a challenge in working out something that would fit into the patient's lifestyle.